The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, October 2nd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Neri and I shall be your host for today. Today we have Family Guardian in studio. Yes, we have the Vice President of Bahama Health, which is a division of Family Guardian, right, insurance, and Assistant Vice President of Bahama Health, who is here to tell us about how they're celebrating 60 years of being in the Bahamas and insurance and the big things that they are doing. They have one big kind of health fair coming up soon, so we can hear about that too. But I want to hear about the big things that Family Guardian's doing, especially Bahama Health, right? And what were you doing in terms of celebrating 60 years of being in the Bahamas? So any of you ladies can go ahead and introduce yourself formally, but I want to hear about the big celebration. 60 years is a lot of time to be doing insurance.
Indeed it is. So I am Charlene Rogers, Vice President of, and we're so pleased to be here today and just talk about all the celebrations we would have had. So in February of this year, we would have marked our 60th anniversary since we've been serving the Bahamas. And we are a homegrown Bahamian company founded by Roscoe Pyfrom, Ajack Knowles, and Norbert Bozier. And over the years, we've grown alongside the Bahamian economy, always adapting and meeting the changing needs of our people. And so this has truly been a special year for us. We've had a number of celebrations going on. We had a church service, and that's both in New Providence as well as in Grand Bahama. We've had a 60s dress-up day for our staff. We are committed to planting 60 trees across the Bahamas as we encourage to go green, yes. And of course, one of the highlights for Family Guardian over the past 15 years, we've been having what we call our annual Founders Day, and this is where we work with various charities. We, as a staff, we go in and help those charities.
Good. Nice.
Also, there are donations, etc., that we provide. So we are very much involved in the community.
And active.
Yes, and active, in addition to regular services we provide to our policyholders.
Just throwing services, right? What type of services does Family Guardian offer? Okay. And, of course, Bahama Health, since you're vice president, that time, you can just throw that in.
Okay, so in general, we offer life insurance, annuities, and, of course, we have the arm that deals with property, mortgages, etc. But at Bahama Health, our focus is on the group, employer group life and health, as well as individual medical policies with life and health. And so, as a part, we are launching a new product tomorrow.
Oh, you know, I like new things. Let's start talking about new product tomorrow. But you're supposed to be having some kind of fair.
Yes.
Are you going to launch it at the fair or the new product coming out first?
Well, it will be a dual launch tomorrow. So we have the medical plan, the Essential 300, along with the health fair that we're having. So Irene, maybe you want to highlight what we're doing.
Yes. Thank you.
So let's talk with the health fair first, and then we'll have this big launch and what you're talking about.
Right. So tomorrow we have our health fair that will start at 10 a.m. It's at our Family Guardian Financial Center. That's the old IBM building. Usually most persons know that, or what we'd say at the Sydney Poitier Bridge. So that health fair is starting at 10 a.m. We're going to have where any person that comes along, they'll be able to have their health check, the glucose, cholesterol, hypertension, high blood pressure check. And so with that, we'll also have our vendors who are Bahama Health card holders. These are regular vendors who are Bahama Health card holders are able to get discounts at their
All right, so your Bahama customers who have the amounts from these vendors.
Yes, they are. And so they will be there forecasting their different products that they have available and services.
Give us a sense of some of the vendors, because I need to know.
So some of the vendors that we have is Essence Med Spa, Baja Retreat, Sun Tea, Holistic Lifestyle Center, Angie's Delightful Teas, Fitness Connection, Essentially Alkaline, Get Fit with Smith, Amber Spa, The Body Spa, Better Living Health Center, Paramount Rehab and Fitness, Empire Fitness, and Down to Earth Farms and Shaddai Health.
Rehab and fitness,
geared towards wellness.
I need a new knee. Can I come down there and talk to a vendor about getting a new knee or prosthetics? And
there would be a vendor who can assist you with what is required to help get that knee back.
Remind me of what time this affair starts so I can be there in time.
We start at 10 a.m. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's going to be on our front lawn. And so persons are able to park in the back in the parking lot. Or also we have the adjacent parking lot opposite,
Alice Street.
Alice Street. So definitely persons have access.
Alice Street is when you take that right on the eastern side of the building.
Yes.
Correct. Right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
So what if I want to get some more information about insurance-wise out there to the fair?
So while you're there at the fair, there will be a Bahama Health booth, and persons will be available to give you information as it pertains to the benefits as well as the costing of the Essential 300 plan.
I wear a shoulder brace sometimes, and when people see it, the first thing is, where'd you get that? And listening to the vendor list, there's a large focus on preventative care well. So this new product, the Comprehensive Major Medical Plan Essential 300, is preventative care a big part of this new product?
Yeah, most definitely
it is.
And our preventative care is covered at 100% locally. So it's locally, it's covered at 100%. With this Essential 300 plan, it has a defined network. And that gives our members 100% coverage under this plan. And in fact, all of our Bahama Health medical standard medical plans, because you know we do have group plans that we offer as well, covers the preventative at 100% locally.
Since you're here, you might as well give information about this group plan and how I can get in contact. I just started on company. I want to get some insurance. Okay. Just throw it out.
So most definitely, if you're interested in group medical coverage, we have our business development department at Bahama Health, who's under the premise of Tanya Stirrup, and she's able to assist. And you can call her at 396-1350, and she'll provide details as to what is required to provide your company with group insurance coverage.
Okay.
There's a minimum of 4 employees that's required, not family related. No, definitely not. So it's a group and it's a 4 members minimum.
Okay.
4 employees minimum, yes.
Just a nuance here, right? Mm-hmm. I said it's not a family plan.
No. It's so a group coverage for
a business.
So yes.
I have a business, right? It is a petty business, but it's licensed, and my employees are all, it's all registered. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be that the employees are family. Once I can prove that this is a real company, and these are real employees in the company, and it's a functional company, those, if they are family, right?
Yeah. Yes. We look at the content, and then you're underwritten based on the size of the group. Yes.
Right. But but proof will be required.
Proof is required.
Don't come in there say, like,
no.
Like,
definitely Mitchell, we request.
Don't mind her. She wait for me.
Yes.
I got you.
No. Mm-hmm. Proof is required.
So it's tomorrow, the big launch.
Yes. Friday.
Friday.
October the 3rd, Family Guardian Financial Center.
And at that event, you're going to have that big launch at the health fair, the Essential 300.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that it's a affordable, comprehensive, major medical plan. I want you to explain it. I mean, what makes it
so
affordable?
What
makes it a medical plan? I need to understand. Like, people who don't have insurance may say, hey, let me take advantage of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. What are they coming to find?
Okay.
Well, we do have a number of products, health products that we sell at Family Guardian. But with this one, we do realize that persons are looking at comprehensive coverage, but something that is affordable and, I guess, least expensive as compared to others. So as Ms. Pindad indicated, it is a specialized plan. It has a $2 million lifetime maximum, but an annual maximum of $300,000. Nonetheless, with this plan, you're getting hospitalization, you can see your physician, your pharmacy costs are covered, you have
that's nice.
What does a copay look like for basic procedures?
Okay, so you have like a $40 copay at the physician's.
Yeah,
okay.
For your specialist
and
$30 visits,
$30
for your primary care.
Okay.
And of course, we indicated the preventative care, which you was asking about. So
yeah.
Those services aligned, they are covered at 100%. So copay or co-insurance is not required for the preventative care.
So awesome. Who should be attending this fair tomorrow at 10 o'clock?
Well, you
like
have
what type
the
of people?
Employer groups. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have individuals because we have persons who have the same needs. So
right.
We encourage them to come. So perhaps you have a business. You may have been desirous of providing mm-hmm. group insurance to your employees. But, you know, for some reason, you may not. But this is definitely an affordable plan, and we sure we can assist you with it. Or you may be an individual that has no medical insurance at all.
And
this
just
is the
needs
time
coverage.
You want to, you know, provide or seek insurance for yourself. And
so, you know, I always talk from a male's point of view because, you know, we always lack insurance. Women always get their insurance on time and pay it on time. And I gonna need someone to help me out when
sure.
I come to this fair because, you know, men, we tend to move slower.
Right.
I want to know if I come out there, I say I need some insurance. I try to get my house and I need that. I need more life insurance. I need more medical insurance. Who can be out there to help me?
We will have our agents who will be there. So you will find assistance as well as our admin staff. So whatever your need is tomorrow, we would be more than able to assist you and ensure you can register.
Okay. I'm an employee of the company. I'm not necessarily satisfied with the terms of the insurance coverage that my employer is providing. I could come there and say, hey, could somebody send a package of information to human resources at my company? Send it anonymous. Don't tell them I tell you. Right?
Most definitely.
Should
we
union
welcome that opportunity.
Should union leaders or, you know, members of union executives come out and get a sense of what's available to recommend to their union members and stuff like that?
Yes, they can. They can come out and
All
see
right.
what it is that we have. Our business development department will be represented there. As well as Mrs. Rogers had said, there will be agents and brokers on the ground assisting at the fair for any persons that need a quote right there on the spot.
What about sporting agencies? You know, I started a sports club, right, or exercise club, and there's a group of people who exercise with me. And I think, you know what, I might need to get some insurance just in case something goes
well,
wrong.
Well, we can't because it's not an employer-employee group.
Ah.
We can offer individual medical coverage for those persons. So we can provide quotes for the individual themselves, and they have
mm-hmm.
the responsibility for ensuring that the payment is made.
Earlier you mentioned the word broker. I didn't understand what a broker does.
So the agents are agents that are hired by Family Guardian, or that's a part of the Family Guardian company. However, brokers are agents or sales agents who can sell from any company. So they can sell Family Guardian or the competitors. So they're not completely the Family Guardian staff.
All right. And you, what type of insurance is this? When I go to my boss, I say, look, you down. I need to sound like I know what I'm talking about. Because
mm-hmm.
I know there's auto insurance, there's
so
home coverage.
Comprehensive medical insurance.
All right.
And we're offering it to groups as well as to individuals.
That's what I'm going to tell my employees.
And with our
okay.
individuals, we offer it from age zero. So at 6 months, you can, if it is that you have coverage, you may possibly have coverage with your employer.
Mm-hmm.
However, your dependent coverage is much costlier, so you can opt to insure your kids at another company, and we do offer children coverage at Bahama Health.
Okay.
Right. So my children have insurance at Bahama Health, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned 6 months, so I'm thinking about these
age
new,
6 months.
8 months,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the these new mothers
right.
who say, man, I need to get some insurance for this child in case anything goes wrong, right?
Right.
How do they go about that?
So once they contact an agent or online at BahamaHealth.com, we'll be also launching our portal site for the individuals. They can apply for coverage. They would complete the required documents as well as make the initial payment and have the underwriting process commence. Once they're approved, coverage commence from effective date.
And Aaron asked for copay. But what about that annual physical and thing? Anything
so
like
the
that
annual physical is covered at 100%.
All right.
So children.
Say that again.
But at 100% in our local network.
Okay.
Okay.
I just need to go there and present my card.
Yes, that's it. You present your card, and they will call in. In fact, they don't have to call in. They log into the Bahama Health portal system, and they receive your verification of coverage, and you have access to care.
100%.
Yes, sir.
Just go and get your physical.
Yes. And these are required. That's under the required preventative. You know, sometimes when you have your annual physical, the doctor would say, well, okay, let's check to see if your glucose is elevated. So they may give you an HbA1c. Mm-hmm. So that is not considered a standard required annual lab.
Okay.
But all of your standard annual labs are covered under the 100%. Okay. So that's your office visit consultation.
Okay.
If you're a female, your mammogram, your pap smear, your CBCs and testings, and then with the male, the PSA testing and all your blood works, those are covered. The standard coverage.
Family Island coverage.
Definitely. Yes. We have representatives in the Family Islands.
Okay.
And persons can always call in. We have offices in Freeport, Grand Bahama, Eleuthera, and Exuma. But we do have roving agents that visit the other islands as well.
All right. Now, I'm a vendor. I would love to be a part of your preventative care network.
Mm-hmm.
I also would love to move to a family island, right? I'm a vendor. How do I contact you? Who do I ask for
to learn? Definitely as a vendor, you can contact Tanya Stirrup and her team in the Business Development Department at 396-1350. And so that's any vendor that's interested in becoming a part of our wellness program for our Bahama Health members.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now back to vendors.
Mm-hmm.
You heard them say they're going to have essentially alkaline.
I'm hearing free stuff. That's all I hear. Come and collect. So I just I have a bag and I just go say, I want some of this and some of this and walk around.
Yes.
I hear free stuff.
So there's a sample and shop.
See?
So you're able to sample as well as shop while you're at the health fair tomorrow at 10 a.m.
If you are... We call it vegan curious.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're vegetarian or vegan curious, come out to this event.
Yes.
Check out essentially Alkaline and some of the other vendors that are going to be out there.
Call the vendor's name again, too.
Yeah.
So we have Essence Med Spa.
I'm not sure what that is, by the way. You might have to give some definition of what they are.
So
I like free stuff, so I want to know what they're coming to get.
So Essence Med Spa, they have the manicures, pedicures, massages, facials. Shaddai Health, Down to Earth Farms, if you're familiar with all the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Empire Fitness, Paramount Rehab and Fitness, Better Living Health Center, so you know they have the vegan dishes, definitely, and
food,
supplements as well.
Healthy
free
food.
Supplements.
Healthy, that's the good gas. You can get the good gas.
Amber Spa, Body Bar, Baja Retreat, Sun Tea, Holistic Lifestyle Center, Angie's Delightful Teas, Fitness Connection, Essentially Alkaline, Get Fit with Smith. So definitely, yes, it will be a health fair tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our financial center.
Now,
and may I also add that we have the flu shots as well, too.
Oh, free, okay.
Yes, free flu shots. So if persons want to come down, if you haven't had your
flu shot. What if you have a Junkanoo tobacco, you know, that's like fever?
Yeah.
Yeah, what if you have Junkanoo fever?
Well, of course, the nurses would advise you whether or not now, it can be administered.
Hold on, for real though, right? We see the transition of Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
The groups are formalizing, right? Could I get an insurance package for my group if we registered as a company, right? If we registered as a company, because these guys are spending, guys being gender neutral, women and men, six to eight months shacking, 6 to 8 months prepping, hunch over, body in the wrong position, sweating, waking hard. Is it possible? We
most
throw that idea out there.
Most definitely, when the Junkanoo community becomes where their employer, employee.
If they form companies.
Yes, definitely, if they form employer base, we welcome to provide a quote for them. And we do see it going that way.
Yeah.
Eventually, you will have the groups that will have the what we would call a shack, where they would have a
full-time
establishment where they have employers, where they have employees.
I just a plug for our cousin, because Angelique McKay and the Commandos, they are professional. That's a business. I mean, it's like a business, you know. And it's, I think in this is what young people want to know. Could I make junk a new career?
And I see it going there as the groups continue to grow and transform and change the way that they do things. I see it developing there.
That's the future. Yes. Let's talk about the future tomorrow, though.
Yes. Yes. We are talking to Ms. Charlene Rogers and, of course, Irene Pintard, who are represented from Family Garden, particularly Bahama Health. They're having a big fair tomorrow at 10 o'clock, 10 until 3. You have all kind of time to come there. The fair have all kind of free stuff, but the important thing is they're launching their new program. What's the name of the program, Erin?
Essentials 300.
300 with a comprehensive insurance plan with a good rate. I like the good rate. Mm-hmm. But what if I can't make this? I mean, I'm listening now.
And I
want to know, I need to get to this comprehensive insurance. What do I do?
You can contact our business development unit, 396-1350. 396-1350. Also, you can visit our website, the Bahama Health website, and there is a link for contact as well, and someone will reach out to you.
Now, I know we've been talking about medical insurance, but since I have vice presidents here, y'all can answer anything but insurance. What about life insurance and car insurance? You all offer things like that?
Yes, definitely. And we do have our agents who will be available.
Walk me through that. I come in, this is an example, like I ain't making it to the fair. Mm-hmm. But I want to know about your insurance because I hear you're offering all kinds of things. And what for car insurance?
Well, our agency is housed right there, so we do have staff who can assist you if there is a need for you to insure your car. Mm-hmm. So whatever you need, we're a one-stop shop, and we will have persons who are available.
I like this one-stop shop where I don't have to go any other place. You know, I said, let me just come here and just riddle off insurance and let me just buy my package here one time.
Yeah.
So boat, car, personal, health,
marine, whatever,
all of that.
Yes,
I can just keep on riddling it off. I truly enjoy this interview, man. Yes. I appreciate it. And thanks for making our time to come here and talk about the insurance in general.
Before I forget, because I already forgot, menopause care. Now you see why I forgot.
Go ahead.
Right? Some of the vendors that are focused on menopause care, because I just joined, I don't know if y'all ladies know about it, but the We Do Not Care Club for women who are going through perimenopause and menopause, the We Do Not Care Club. But I have to have some empathy in my heart, so I need some help. I need to care. I was very on the precipice. Some of the vendors who will be offering menopause care information and services?
I'm certain you will have a few of the vendors listed here that would be providing that information. Definitely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Looks like we have a caller who wants to engage you. I'll just make sure you have your air pieces. Let me engage this caller right now. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, afternoon, your guest. Right? Quick question for your guest, right? Ask your guest if she could explain to the public, please, the difference between hurricane insurance and flood insurance, because there are two different types of insurance. If you have a house and you only have hurricane insurance, right, and no flood, and the house actually floods during the hurricane, the insurance company doesn't pay. And second thing, right, how long, because I have an ST, a rental car company, right, and someone, how long do you guys pay the rental fee for? A week, and what's the amount you all pay off for the rental cars? Because I know some companies now only pay up to $500, which is ridiculous, right, because what happened is, you know, the police report takes over a month to complete. So the individual is actually renting a vehicle for a month, right? And then during repairs, so you're looking at basically almost 2 to 3 months that the person is out of a car and renting a car. But some insurance companies only pay for up to $500.
Okay, so our focus today is on the life and health, but we
went
in
detail on that
because we would more than help you
refer
you to our specialists dealing with the motor insurance, home insurance, etc.
Right.
So if you leave our number with us, we'd be more than happy to refer one of our customers.
Okay, which company is? I'll just call the company one time.
Bahama Health, Family Guardian.
So we're Bahama Health, but that segment that deals directly with property and rental cars, et cetera, would be our Family Guardian insurance agents and brokers. And they're at 396-1490.
All right.
Okay, appreciate it. So the company give you a raise.
Very good.
They're going to need it because I was about to tell you, caller, you cut a hole in the roof.
Good.
Just get the water in the house, cut a hole in the roof, and then throw some water up there and tell them, it came in, it was a storm, it was raining. This is not flood water.
Oh, wow.
So before we go, right, I want to know about this health fair one day. It's like a summary about the health fair was happening tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So give us the rundown because we're celebrating 60 years.
Yes, mm-hmm.
60 years. And now you get this big package where we have a good price. I want to hear more about it.
Also, y'all have any like sort of displays, expose? Y'all have any customers that have been with you, that are still alive, that have been with you for 60 years or the longest standing customer?
Yes, yes we do.
Things
we
like
do.
That? Yes, you're going to be announcing?
And well, yes. They would have been at the 60th anniversary celebrations. Throughout our anniversary celebrations, they would have had them come out and the time capsule, et cetera. They
nice.
Would have been
involved. The time capsule?
Yes.
So we can go to the Family Guardian website to see
the photos and everything
the
is on the website.
The write-ups on the event?
Yes.
All right, awesome.
And we like celebrating here at Guardian. You should have come and call us.
That's what I was about to say.
Come celebrate with us.
And we're also pleased to say that we do have one of our founding members who's still alive.
Yes.
Norbert mm-hmm. Bauthier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
So give us a rundown. Tomorrow, go ahead.
All right, so it's tomorrow, Friday, October 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Family Guardian Financial Center, the old IBM building, or at the foot of the Sydney Poitier Bridge. And we'll be there launching our and having a health fair where persons are able to get their free flu shots, also mm-hmm. be able to get their vitals check. That's your glucose, your cholesterol, and your blood pressure check. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be there 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Bahama Health Team, along with agents and brokers, and we're welcoming the public. You don't have to be a Bahama Health member. We're welcoming the public so that they can see what it is that the Essential 300 has, that we have to offer with the Essential 300.
Man, you know, I just see the potential for Junkanoo, right? I tell you, as a big dancer,
yeah.
I need to ensure my feet.
Yep.
I mean, this is a big cowbella.
Rum makes everyone
you need
dancer.
To ensure his wrists.
I can't fix anything with that.
But can I, with an individual package, say, come in and say, look here, no, I'm not just a cowbella. I'm a Saxon's cowbella. I'm a Valley Boy's cowbella. I need to insure my wrists. Can we do things like that? Or if I'm a classical pianist and I would like to insure my hands.
No, we're insuring the whole body,
the whole
person. The whole so you'd have to come and complete your application.
You can't just bring the wrist report.
Oh, exactly. Not just the wrist.
Just want to thank Ms. Charlene Rogers, who's VP of Bahama Health and a subsidiary of Family Guardian, I said, right?
Yeah.
That's good. And of course, Ms. Irene Pintard, Assistant VP of Bahama Health. Thank you very much. Tomorrow is the big day, 10 o'clock.
Yes,
10 o'clock.
Yes,
come to the compound, the old IBM building.
Correct.
Get all kind of free stuff. And get, of course, you learn more about the
Essential 300.
Yes, definitely. This has been Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening by 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at ParadiseIsland.com/ step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Big Saturdays are here on Guardian Radio following the eye opener at 9 a.m. The accredited from 10th year seniors is now supersized for 2 full hours at 11 a.m. And Tell It to Stanya expands to 90 minutes at 1 p.m. The new seasons of our Blue Bohemians kick off now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour with Deandra Cartwright moves to a new time at 3 p.m. The new Big Saturdays on Guardian Radio begins this Saturday, October 4th. Everyone changed times. Everyone have a longer program. And we are excited. This is this Saturday, October 4th. I'm not sure if everyone see what's happening with Junkanoo. I mean, I just saw that 10 groups show support for the JCNP. 10 Junkanoo groups, including the iconic Saxons, run in their support behind the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence, the JCNP, rejecting the government's claim that the overwhelming majority of groups want the National Junkanoo Committee, the NJC, to manage the parades. We seem to have come to an impasse. And why I say we have come to an impasse is because today got to be another press release, a press statement, press, whatever it is. Because yesterday, yesterday I thought the Minister of Culture concluded who is going to be managing the parade. I thought. But it seems as if there is some confusion. Because JCNP say they could be managing the parade because they have the contract to manage the parade, right? And the NJC has another contract to manage the parade. So see, either it can be two parades or they both can be parading on Bay Street one after each other. That's confusion. But it's entertaining to watch. It's entertaining to watch. But I believe there could be some hurt feelings. But at this present time, I'm going to bait Aaron right now to find out what's happening, man.
You better catch me before group of season close.
I just don't know what's happening.
Close season coming soon.
So between the minister's press release, the JCNP's press statement, not press statement, they had an interview. Press conference with all the groups talk, right? And spoke on it. Where they conclude, we the big groups, we supporting the JCNP, and that's that. What next? What's happening? Or what do you think is happening?
I saw a clip last night. I don't know how recent it is with the chairman of the JCNP saying, well, we have land. We have about 60 acres, some massive amount of land.
It's the second time
they have on Gladstone Road.
Go ahead.
And if necessary, they will have their parade at Gladstone Road. I thought to myself, how are you going to mobilize?
Hold on, let me bait you first. Because I see you getting ahead of this. Would you attend, just say the 10 groups say we're going to separate ourselves. I want to know, would you attend Gladstone Road for Junkanoo 2026?
I can be honest with you. I have a distaste for attending Junkanoo unless I'm rushing. Like,
you're going to rush.
No. Listen, but here's what I'm saying, though.
Bring your group.
The Anglo-Saxons?
Yes, bring your group.
I mean, we could go anywhere.
Yeah.
We're Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah.
But the point is, would I rush on Gladstone Road?
Yeah.
Did you hear the conversation we was having just now with the insurance people?
Mm-hmm.
You think I would need to know that I am not going to risk, that there's not going to be a large risk that I'm going to incur injury while trying to do this parade. You see, we think about the government road, right? Bay Street is ours, it's ours. One of the reasons why that space is important is because it's paved.
Mm.
And you can't have a bunch of big dancers twisting up their ankle on craggy rock in the bush. Oh, I love rushing.
You're making excuses.
I love rushing, but I need my ankles to rush. That's an integral part of the performance.
I see the court. I mean, all the lines lit up. Watch me bait you. What if I tell you all 10 groups who supports the JCNP plans to boycott, suspend themselves, go in exile this December 26 boxes.
Not rushing at all.
Not rushing at all. They saying if the JCNP can't be the managing group, what if I tell you they are prepared already in preparations? They say they ain't rushing no place. Would you support that? That's a big Saxon to know. That's one family.
No, I wouldn't support it. They say they ain't rushing at all?
But they can't rush.
What do you mean they can't rush?
Because either they, with the JNP, what's that name? NJC?
NJC, National Junkanoo Committee.
Committee, or they with or the JCNP.
Oh, Commission, National Junkanoo Commission, yeah. And then it's JCNP.
So what if they withdraw their services?
It's the Bahamian people they have to talk to.
Okay.
You see, this is the thing. This is why I tell you I don't know how I feel. I mean, I don't know if I like how I feel being a spectator, Junkanoo, because I feel the separation, you know. I feel that we're not a part of this. The only time you, this is your culture, when you cheering for your group, right? It's just like the political parties. You don't have a political voice unless you supporting the right party. And Junkanoo, as a spectator, you have no, unless you supporting a specific party, right? It's the Bahamian people that they have to talk to.
Saxism.
Right now, they
Saxism
don't even want to talk to the government.
So,
well, are they independent? Are they independent of East Street?
I can ask you now.
Are they independent of Over the Hill?
I can ask you now.
They can't be independent of the communities they come from.
If the leader of the Saxon superstar, no, it's not a leader. That's two different people.
The manager?
If the chairman, no, the chairman and the leader, two different people. I just find it out. So chairman say what goes, and the lead have to say.
Hey, look at the models, eh?
Yeah, it's complex. It's complex.
It's you, like you.
They have an executive.
Like you will be the, but yeah. You don't know how to.
Yeah. If the chairman announced today, they ain't rushing, should he tell the membership first or tell the media first?
I mean, it's a plantation.
Should they vote on it?
It's a plantation. Why tell the members at all?
Let's go to the caller, hang up. I just come into the caller. I got to finish talking to Aaron. You hang up, caller. Right, call back. I want to hear about this. If one family, which is more democratic, because they elect for everything,
mm-hmm.
If the chairman of one family said, okay, this ain't working for us, right? We going to boycott B. We make up our mind, this ain't working. We ain't going under the NJC, right? We ain't going to B. Should they tell their membership first? Should it should be a vote? Or they say, I'm the leadership. I'm the executive team. And I tell you, we ain't going on B. I think the Valley Boys did that one time. Just didn't tell nobody inside the group. Let's say, we ain't rushing no more. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Neary. Aaron Greer is with me. It's chaos in Junkanoo now. Junkanoo's at risk.
It's a federation.
It's a war brewing. And the government is going to make a statement. I think there's going to be a press statement today.
Another one?
By the government now. They're going to respond to the press. What do they call that thing again? Go ahead, caller. Sorry.
Yeah, CA. Yeah.
Morning.
Chief Stinking Goatskin. This is Chief Stinking Goatskin.
Morning.
50-year Junkanoo participant of the Valley Boys. The only Valley Boys. See, what we need to do, we need to stop over here, over there, jumping around and put this whole thing in perspective from its inception. You understand? Now, the JCNP, all of them talk about they got rules, they got regulations, they got this, but they're the only ones who are breaking their own rules. See, because in order to put six of your members, they are financial members, they made their application to the JCNP, a management team, not a Junkanoo group, a private management team, like that. Not could war take our airport, but in a way, the way they could take it, because there's a private management team that belongs to the Bahamian people, just like Junkanoo. You understand me? They make it their rules. They excommunicate six of their members that are financial. But that didn't mean those six members that couldn't vote in your house can't vote, or 12 of them can't vote in the government house. See, this is what this boy put the foot in the mouth and making all kind of nonsensical rules. Six of them couldn't vote in the JCNP, but all 12 of them could vote for the government. That's one, and I can tell you all, in case you all who follow a politics all around with, you can't defeat Congress. When Congress call you in, they call you to roast you over the coals, buddy. And this bill, whether they like it or not, is an act of parliament.
Chief Stinking Goatskin. You listening, Chief Stinking Goatskin? Listen.
Yeah, what do you say?
Can Junkanoo survive without Saxons? If Saxons say they're Russian, you think people coming out?
Well, that depends. You see, because what the NJC did was very smart. They incorporated everybody together now, right? If the Saxons or the Valley Boys are out of Junkanoo, that would be a great loss. However, that would make the way for the growth of somebody else. You understand me? And they might put a spectacular parade on with the Bali, Genesis, and Freeport, whatever that group's name there, and Abaco, whoever, and bring it to Nassau. See, that's one thing about controlling everybody. You would like to see Freeport go against Nassau down here, right?
I would like to see that.
That'd be different.
Thank you. So the government has a way out. Now, what the Saxons, let me put this in the real perspective. You see the JCMP making noise there? They have not had a contract, a written contract, with the government from 2016. What they was going on with the minister for that, the minister was just allowing them every year to go through the ritual. But they don't see even have a contract. Don't mind all that noise they make it. Second of all, they don't have a license for the parade if you ain't got a... So don't mind what they're making. And yes, Larry, they are at the Prime Minister's office as we speak, preparing a counterattack for these dudes.
You think the Prime Minister will get into this, Rao?
The Prime Minister has never gotten into it. Oh. You see, that's where you come across disingenuous people. Trevor has been in the Bali Boys from Peter Turnquest was bringing him in Malcolm Gorad's shop at the age of 9. Trevor used to sweep up the shop, help Peter Turnquest do this and do that. Trevor has always been in Junkanoo. Brave wasn't nowhere near politics when his little brother was in Junkanoo. But that's the disingenuous narrative. These boys keep moving the goalposts, spinning. That's why they're disingenuous.
Do you think they could operationalize a Junkanoo at a Gladstone Road property in 3 months?
Well, Madam Green, you know, I highly love and respect you. But Madam Green, they boast, according to their admission, they say they've been running Junkanoo here in Nassau for 21 years. I would like for you to see, you know, where I live. I would like one of you all to come hear me and show me the land or the piece of building where the Junkanoo was on that they have produced for Junkanoo.
Mr. Minister, give them property.
Minister didn't give them that property.
No?
That property was loaned to the JCMP to have Battle of the Saxons in the Valley. That's what that property was for. That's not the Junkanoo property. That property is now reverted back to its original owners. That's the government. And they can afford to go down Gladstone Road like Eric Bates say. They put in the horse or the cart before the horse. Because in order to do anything down there, you can get the approval of the government.
I hear you. Continue to listen. So you can call back again. So this text says, this is calling for a riot. If they cause the groups to withdraw, the government and foreigners have won. They want to replace them with imposters to their cronies. But because we Bahamians are quiet, they will destroy our culture completely. What else the Sawa government want to do? We already back into picking cotton.
Terms are so important. You know what the government is? The representative.
The people.
Right? Now, if you're talking about your friends in government, if you're talking about your former colleagues in government, if you're talking about your Junkanoo members in government, that's an entirely different situation. We're talking about the office of the government of the Bahamas, and they represent the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
So the spectators, me, who don't...
Don't put me just about the government and the foreigners.
Let me ask you, the spectators...
Because they're making ordinary Bahamians foreigners to Junkanoo.
Who represents me in this conversation as a spectator of Junkanoo?
It's supposed to be the government through its agents. One set of agents being the NJC and the second set of agents being the New Providence JC, the NPJC, right? If the NPJC does not want to be a part of the government's ecosystem, then they have to drop everything.
Let's pause.
Don't call yourself.
Let's pause.
NPJ.
I need you to pause because I gotta beat you. Let's say they don't want to be associated with the government no more. They're saying the government
drop the name.
What do you mean? There's a private entity.
No,
it's their name.
No, when did they get the name? Were they a private entity when they got the name?
I don't know.
Okay then. See, this 1958 group would have no problem.
No, the JCMP called them the world famous Valley Boys.
What did the court say to call them?
That's a whole different story.
Okay, if that group had just temporarily used a stand-in name, just we all know who you are. You've been here from 1958. You would just have used a temporary name for the purpose of registering. That's it. So, and then if the appeal goes forward and if the ruling is in their favor, then they could revert back to the original name.
Let's include this caller on this conversation. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. I want to ask you another question, Aaron. Go ahead, caller.
Good day, Brother Nui, and good day, Aaron.
Good day, good day.
About a big stinking goatskin, he seems to be all there supporting that group who started, they got the issues, the Way Forward and the world famous Valley Boys, right? And Aaron, you just said something just now about the appeal. Now, they have an appeal pending. And if Brian Adley in the group...
Now, what do you mean when you... Hold on, just stick a pin. What do you mean when you say waiting for the court to approve it? Like, are they waiting for the court to say, yes, you could take this matter to appeal? Or is it before... Does it have a case number? Is it before a judge right now?
No, even before no judge.
They have filed it. They have filed an appeal, right?
Based on they apply the for appeal.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, they apply for appeal. Once you apply for appeal, an appeal is filed.
Okay.
Now, they can go and go to the judge and ask for a stay.
They ain't do that yet.
They have an appeal filed. See? Now, we have to watch that. You don't know what they're thinking.
So, if no stay has been applied for, because what the stay means is that, hey, we've made this ruling, but we're going to apply like the stay, which says that the ruling will not be applied until after the appeal. That's right. Whether a stay is in place is important.
I know. That's what they can do. They can apply. They have the right, if they have an appeal filed, to go and file for a stay from the judge because the appeal is filed.
But did they do that?
And if they do that, see, they can still do that.
No, but have they done it?
Well, we don't know.
Oh, good. So then don't use the name.
But we're getting off topic. We're talking about the JCNP Valley Boys. I appreciate you saying, but I won't get back to this topic.
Because if the prodigal sons don't get to bay again, if the prodigal sons have the same problem that they've had historically, we throw all of it away.
But I want to talk about the JCNP. The caller said, are you going? You going? Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. We're trying to fit all everybody in. Go ahead, caller.
I see Mr. Sandy Jackie.
How you doing?
Good, man. Look here, I'm not going to get into answering that question that you're asking right now, but I want you and Aaron to look at something. Look at the fact that isn't Junkanoo now secured as far as the Smithsonian process and the security of it, and it, we need to look from that point first and see how we need to move to getting it always kept secured and the process and moving forward. So I think that's another part of the picture as far as the governance of it, its control of it, and its keeping for future generations born, yet unborn.
Thank you very much, Angie.
Look into that. Look into that.
Yes, ma'am.
Preserving.
Okay? So this whole thing is about us, and we get to God, but it's ours.
Mm-hmm. Whose job is... Yes, ma'am.
This is a sad situation.
Yes, ma'am. Whose job it is to preserve Junkanoo for everybody?
Okay, so, see, that's why you have, like, a Ministry of Culture.
So that's government.
And the ministry, the staff in the Ministry of Culture will identify the key or the best cultural stakeholders.
That's still government.
Right? No, it's not still government. See, that's when you get into your appointees. You're reading this article. I just want to read this here where they say at the press conference, Dion Miller accused the government of using its quote, unquote, political appointees. Everybody on the committee has been is a political appointment, right? So
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Was the JCNP an entity before the government brought them in to manage the parade? What were they doing before the government brought them in to manage the parade?
You know, if it were of great significance and the argument, right? If they were, or if whatever body...
They say they're private.
Why?
They say they're private.
We don't just repeat things
that's
for
what
repeating
say.
Them sake.
They say they're private.
They can't be private, and if they are private, well, then they're private from this point on. See, they couldn't have been private in the past, but if they want to be private, then they could be private from this part on. But they got 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They got 3 months to realize all this hard talk. They got 3 months to get whatever property they got on Gladstone Road ready. But ain't no juk ready, right? And don't be around here telling people if you really, really love Junkanoo enough, you'll be prepared to pay $175 for one ticket to stand up in the rain for possibly 12 hours, but it could be 8 depending on how many groups they have. They have a whole year, every year, to prepare for Bay. And every year...
My question,
there are major, major structural issues with the parade.
My question to you, Aaron, is what happens if today, Lord have mercy, if the government expels, suspends the JCNP and say you are no longer the management group of Junkanoo? Say it clear. You are no longer the management Junkanoo group. That's full stop. What happens?
What does the legislation say?
The government.
They already said it.
The government says
the legislation already says it. That's why they're in an uproar. Mm. See, here's the problem. Why are you rowing the government? You go do what you need to do. And you got 3 months to be independent. Mm-hmm. Just know you have to answer to the Bahamian people. And the Bahamian people are going to ask you. So you really took us down a road you weren't prepared for. You didn't even carve the road out. You didn't pave the road. You ain't put no lines in the road. You ain't got no street lights. You ain't got no lights on the road. But you want us march through the bush and call it asphalt?
Speed read these texts into the record, man.
All right, here's the first text. What is unfortunate about this matter is the political and governmental interference at the highest levels to affect a particular outcome that favors the faction led by Trevor Davis. All of this stems from the government's favoritism for the Trevor Davis-led Valley Boys to compete in the parades, disregarding established JCNP rules, all in an attempt to see the way forward compete on Boxing Day. The government has intervened to manage the parades through the NJC. I just think it's so important to declare your biases, primarily to yourself and to your pen, before you start writing. Here's another one. Dead quick. Come on, text line. Brother Nuri, if a state is filed for and it hangs up the decision made a couple of weeks about the seed money going to one of the Valley Boys group, the problem with this JCNP and the National Congress will subside, amount all the other groups until the final outcome of the appeal. Have a nice day. Another text. Ms. Green, I am lost with all the letters NGJP or whatever. Let's just say Nassau and New Providence having a dispute. It sound like, if Saxons don't rush, I ain't gonna watch. The government is another text. The government is at complete fault for this Junkanoo mess. How could anyone apply for the Valley Boys name and be approved by the registrar? I wish y'all would read. I wish we would read. It's so important to read. It's so important to understand the details of the issue that you're advocating for. It's just so very important. That's all the text.
Oh, I have guests again, but guess what we're going to be talking about? More likely joking.
I'm going to be giving my presentation at 11 over the road. I think you can be sitting in studio and I'll join by
what
Zoom.
What time is your presentation?
At 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Yeah. So can you see the plantation through the palm trees?
Call me and we can do something like
that. Yeah, I'm calling.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.